Now, the first thing that we need to know about the star in order to find out more about how much energy it produces, what is its mass, and so on, we need to know what is its distance from us. And for nearby stars, we use stellar parallax to measure their distance from us. Right? We discussed before the stellar parallax that was the lack of it, or inability to detect it by the naked eye, was often used throughout the history as an argument against the heliocentric or sun-centered model. But eventually, people were able to measure it for the first time in 1838. So what it is that, say, Earth in June or July, doesn't matter. And here is the Earth 6 months later. If you observe a star against the background of more distant stars, it looks as if the star has moved relative to the background stars. If in July it looks to be closer to this one here on the right, in January it appears to be closer to the one on the left. So this is what we call parallax. And this angle here, P, is known as parallax angle. So if one can measure it, and one knows our distance from the sun, one astronomical unit, then, and that this angle here is right angle triangle, that's the key, then one can use geometry to determine the distance d to the star. And basically, it's a definition of the sine function that the ratio of the side of right angle triangle opposite to that angle over hypotenuse, so one astronomical unit over the distance to the star, is basically equal to the sine of this parallax angle. That's the definition of the sine. By sine of an angle in a triangle where that angle appears, it is right angle triangle, it's the ratio of the side opposite to the angle over the hypotenuse of the right angle triangle. And it turns out that for small angles, and the stars are so far away that the parallax angle is very small. So for small angles, that sine of the angle is approximately equal to angle but expressed in radians. So approximately, when p is small, this is equal to the angle, but angle expressed not in degrees but in so-called radians. So if you have a p in degrees, then you have to divide by 360 and multiply with 2 pi. So by measuring the parallax angle in, say, degrees, then, and knowing, of course, our distance from the sun, one astronomical unit, we can deduce the distance from the star. But I can say that, okay, I can rewrite this as saying I can solve this for distance. So the distance is, I will have 1 over the parallax angle, right? And then here I would have, on this side, I would be left with 1 astronomical unit, and then I would have to multiply with 360 and divide with 2 pi. And I'll put this in bracket here. But I can always scale my units so so that the distance is simply 1 over the parallax angle. And the units that then I express the distances is so-called parsecs. And the shorthand for parsec is PC. Okay? And here, the parallax angle is given in seconds of arc. So even for nearby stars, and one arcsec is equal to a degree divided by 3,600. So it's indeed a very small angle. That would be an angle at which one would view, say, a quarter from a distance of 5 kilometers. And even for the nearby stars, a parallax angle is less than 1 second of arc. It's about 3/4 of that. So not surprising that the parallax angles could not be measured until powerful enough telescopes were developed. For the first time, the parallax angle of stars was measured in 1838. Okay? So, but one thing you realize is that the greater the distance, the smaller the parallax angle, right? Because as I make the parallax angle smaller, I'm dividing one by smaller and smaller number, and therefore the distance is increasing. If P is 0.1, then 1 over 0.1 is 10, right? If P is 0.01, smaller, then 1 over 0.01 is 100. So the bigger the distance, the smaller the parallax angle, and vice versa. So let me show you that graphically, as illustrated here. Say we have a star with parallax angle of 1 arcsecond. Then 1 over 1 is 1. So the distance to this star, number 1, is 1 parsec, 1 PC. For a star that is seen at the parallax angle half of this value, 1/2 of arcsecond, 1 over 1/2 is 2, right? So the distance of star number 2 would be 2 parsecs. For this one here, the parallax angle is 1/3 of the arcsecond. 1 over 1/3 is 3, so this one here is at the distance of 3 parsecs. So you see, as the distance to the star increases, the parallax angle gets smaller, and they are just inversely proportional to each other. Now, what actually a distance of 1 parsec, what does it actually mean? For the closest star, Alpha Centauri, the parallax angle is 0.76 seconds of arc. And of course, for more distant stars, parallax then gets smaller than this value. But this is the largest parallax angle for the actual stars that we can see, observe, right? All the other stars, because they are more distant, they will be observed at smaller parallax angle. So the connection is that basically to familiar unit, which we use so far to express the distances between the stars, that is light year, is that 1 parsec corresponds to 3.26 light years. And we can approximate this, it's good enough, say 3.3 light years. So then if you read somewhere that there is a star at a distance of 10 parsecs, then the same distance expressed in light years, I would just have to multiply this relation here by 10, and then 10 parsecs would translate into 32.6 light years, right? 100 parsecs is 326 light years. So basically, there are two things you need to know. You need to know how the distance to the star in parsecs is related to its parallax angle, or vice versa. The distance in parsecs is 1 over the parallax angle expressed in seconds of arc, or vice versa, the parallax angle is in seconds of arc is 1 over the distance in parsecs. That's piece of information number one that you need to know. And the second one is this connection between parsec and light year, that 1 parsec is 3.26 light years.